We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Public File. My name is Kat Modrew. My guests for this part of The Public File program are Vic Worsten and General Casey Blake. Vic is the Chief Rehabilitation Officer for Pride Industries, and Casey is the Chief Operating Officer for Pride Industries. Welcome to both of you via phone in this COVID era.
Thank you, Kat. Good to be here.
This is going to be such a great interview. Northern California is familiar with Pride Industries, but it's an organization that is in 16 states around the country, and it's time that more people learn about this fantastic organization and what it does. Why don't we start with Vic talking about what Pride is? A big, long question. How, when, and why Pride came to be and what it is?
Well, Kat, yeah, it's a really a great Placer County and Sacramento County success story in that it began in the basement of a church in the mid-60s, a group of parents that wanted more for their individuals with developmental disabilities than what they were receiving either from institutions or from other programs, started Pride Industries. For a number of years, Pride was a hand-to-mouth nonprofit, just getting by with donations and working with United Way. In the early 80s, we got a board that was very business-minded, and a new CEO, Mike Ziegler, who really moved us forward. And over the course of the last 40 years, we've developed into a $340 million company that provides services for over 4,000 people with disabilities every year.
That's amazing, and it started here in this region, and it's now all over the country. Casey, talk a little bit about some of the types of companies that Pride works with, from small businesses to Fortune 100 companies, federal, commercial sector, government offices. Talk about the breadth of the types of companies you serve.
Sure, Kat, be happy to. If you look at our entire portfolio, we're very, very diverse. I would say probably 60% of our business base is aligned to the federal government, and that's on the Department of Defense. We're doing major work on insulation, TFM, total facilities maintenance management, custodial grounds maintenance on many of the large facilities within the Army, Air Force, predominantly, and then we also have work at the Navy as well. And then we have non-DOD facilities that we're doing work on as well. About 30% of our work is commercial, of our base is commercial. So, for example, we have a big contract and program in partnership with the Judicial Council of California, so JCC. We have all their Northern California operating locations. We do all the facilities, custodial work. We do some minor works construction in support of JCC. And then we also are heavily invested with the California Department of Corrections, so two of their large facilities, one in Vacaville and one in Stockton, in primarily environmental health. We're also with many of the state municipalities and other locations as well, doing primarily custodial work there. And then about 10% of our base is inclusive talented services. So, and Vic can add more to this response as well. But we're working with some of the large Fortune 100 companies, and we provide a support function to be kind of in line with the environmental social governance structure of those companies, where we provide people with disabilities to be a part of that workforce, but we provide the oversight of those folks.
Your mission says Pride Industries prepares people with disabilities for employment and more independent lives. Back up a little bit and talk about what types of challenges to employment your employees face. I think people mistakenly picture one type of person with a disability when in fact there are all kinds of challenges to employment. So maybe talk about that, because what Casey just talked about, I had to kind of step back and go, oh my gosh, we're talking about people with challenges and look at the places they're working at, which is awesome.
Yeah, I think that in a lot of cases, people will pigeonhole or categorize people with disabilities. And those disabilities allow us to place them not only within our contracts, the contracts that we serve, but we also work with an employer network of over 300 employers that have expressed a desire to either have a more inclusive work environment or look for alternative workforce solutions, and have chosen to hire people with disabilities. And we do the job development, all the job supports necessary for them to be successful. So, some of the barriers are really just perception barriers about the about possible safety, possible issues with productivity. And our focus really is to break through those issues by showing that people with disabilities, with the right kind of supports, with the right kind of training, can be successful in any opportunity.
I think some of your the businesses that you work with, according to your website, say these are amazing workers who show up and who are dedicated and just do 110% as far as their efforts into their jobs. Above and beyond disabilities, I was excited to hear that you also work with former foster youth, trafficking survivors, the homeless. These are people who also have challenges to employment, and veterans. Which one of you would like to speak on that topic?
Well, I can talk a little bit about the foster youth and trafficking programs. We partner with a number of agencies throughout the area. Basically, Pride's really myopic about employment. So we become the employment leg of the more holistic services that are provided for these individuals. Our belief is that a paycheck is empowering. A paycheck is the first step to permanency and to the ability to integrate into society. So our success with foster youth has been pretty substantial throughout the years, working with different school districts and with the Department of Rehabilitation to create employment opportunities for those individuals. We really see the whole scope of disability extending beyond what people's perception of that is. There's a lot of most individuals that have been through the foster youth program are people that have had some sort of trauma in their lives, which makes it very difficult for them to attain and maintain employment. So our focus is to break that barrier down, to find them a job, provide them the support, provide the employers with the supports to make them successful, and have great employment outcomes for all people with disabilities.
If you're just joining me, my guests are Vic Wurston, Chief Rehabilitation Officer, and General Casey Blake, Chief Operating Officer of Pride Industries. Casey, talk a little bit about your programs that hire veterans as far as people who also have challenges.
Sure, Kat. So I mentioned that we have a large presence within DOD, and many of those employees, Pride employees, are wounded warriors and veterans. We always specifically look at, as Vic pointed out, we have a target, and our target is to employ people who have a disability. Now, on the DOD side, the disability continuum can be from one end where it's very recognizable to the other end of that continuum where it's barely, if any, recognition of a disability is present in the physical characteristic. So we take great opportunity. The department and the Congress are very supportive of the Ability One program. I might also add that if you look at our population, roughly 20% of the population, U.S. population, has some form of disability. Of that 20%, roughly 70%, they're the highest unemployment segment in the country.
Mm.
And so for Pride Industries, this is an opportunity for recognition. It's an opportunity for employment with people with disabilities who find that employment self-respectful. It's about setting themselves apart and showing that, yeah, I may have a disability, but I'm not going to recognize that as a disability. There's nothing short of me being able to do what anybody else does, right? So we like being on the cutting edge of helping that. And our installations, we have folks that will rival what we're doing on some of the large operations in total facilities management maintenance that would rival some of the big companies who are not employing people with disabilities. So our record stands that we are who we say we are,
mm-hmm.
and we stand behind all of those employees who find dignity and self-respect.
That's awesome. Vic, how has Pride accommodated for COVID? How has employment changed? I'm working from home, so there's that.
Well, it has affected us in a way. I will tell you that the majority of the businesses that we were involved in were considered essential services, facility maintenance, custodial, and some of the manufacturing jobs that we had were involved medical devices and working with the state to actually provide PPE deliveries throughout the state also. So for although a good portion of our individuals with disabilities were required to stay home, we've been able to provide remote services and alternative services to those individuals, more really person-centered services. And then in our businesses, we've been able to bring enough back that we've been able to keep most of our businesses running and going. So from that perspective, we're very, very cognizant of the issues with COVID with what might be considered a vulnerable population.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very, very careful about how they come back, when they come back, and in what kinds of opportunities we put them in. But our goal is to get them back as quickly as possible. I will tell you that in March, when we initially sent everybody home, the phone calls were pretty much consistent. These guys wanted to come back to work.
Mm.
And so we're doing our very best to get them back as quickly as possible within the guidelines that are set by the county and by the state. And we're doing a pretty good job of that now and still keeping our customers happy and our businesses thriving.
So I have a question for you, Vic. There's two sides to the coin. What do employers say about their Pride employees? And you kind of touched on it. You both have. But talk about the impact Pride has on your employees and what it means for them to be productive members of their communities. Again, you've touched on it a little bit, but focus in on the employers and the employees.
Well, I will tell you that most individuals with disabilities that actually get a employment opportunity, a competitive integrated employment opportunity, this may be their first opportunity, their first chance. They're excited to work. They recognize the value of their work, and they have the same goals and desires as any other employee in terms of what they want to accomplish in their lives. So employment becomes the major part of that. So our employers have recognized that. Our employers have recognized there's an energy and enthusiasm for work that's kind of unique. Attendance is always better. Productivity is always greater. And then the attitude of our individuals is infectious within a workforce also. So all these things really are things that our customers recognize and allow us to expand the services that we currently provide and the opportunities for employment that individuals with disabilities have.
So October...
Hey, Kat, can I expound on that?
Absolutely, Casey.
Thanks. So I'll give you some real-world scenarios here. So you're very familiar with the hurricanes that have hit Louisiana.
Yes.
And have moved up through several states that are surrounding that region, right, that comprise that region. Well, our employees at Fort Polk have done Herculean work. And Fort Polk is just an example of the attitudes are really over the top in terms of the people that are employed to support our Army customer at Fort Polk. And there's other locations as well. But they're very, very supportive of our value proposition. They're very supportive of what the employees do. But at the end of the day, our armed services that employ or have Pride employees working on the installations are about training, organizing, and equipping a force, right, and the readiness of the installation. And so there's no way that the services would continue to do that if we weren't bringing the service delivery at an operational acceptance level, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it just goes to show you that the services really value Pride employees and what they do. In fact, about Fort Polk, getting back to Fort Polk, the installation commander actually praised and raved over the support that Pride employees, and this is in spite of COVID, were
wow.
able to bring to the installation during the hurricanes.
This is amazing. I love this so much. If you're just joining me, my guests are Casey Blake and Vic Wursten, and we are talking about Pride Industries. Gentlemen, October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Talk to organizations who maybe aren't hiring people with disabilities and the importance of inclusivity and what you want your listeners to know about how Pride helps further this cause. Big old question once again. It's what I do.
Yeah, I think, Kat, the important thing to recognize is that we're the people with disabilities. There's never an expectation on our part or on their part that that there won't be the kind of productivity and that is expected from an employee. Our goal is that we will have prepared them, and we will be supporting them once they're in employment to a manner that they will be able to meet the requirements of the jobs they're hired into. I think employers that have chosen to have inclusive workforces have recognized the great benefit of those inclusive workforces with the attitude and the kind of energy that comes from including disabilities into that inclusion is something that's really, really important. And we've seen those with a lot of large companies that we've worked with. And also I would point out that, you know, it's been a difficult hiring time previous to COVID, you know, where there was a lot of companies that were struggling to hire for entry-level positions. And you know, accessing the disabled workforce really was a alternative work model that worked for a lot of large companies like Apple and Amazon, to where they were able to not only expand the capabilities or the breadth of their recruitment, but they were also able to recognize the great benefit of people with disabilities in their workforce.
You don't just send these wonderful people out into the world. You have some amazing training programs, vocational training, scholarships, internships, all kinds of great stuff to prepare them to go out into the world. Which one of you wants to talk a little bit about those? I know, I believe it's Casey who's involved in the internships.
Yeah, and Vic is as well. Let me just offer some more insights and context to your previous question, Kat. I first became exposed to Pride Industries in 2000 when I was a squadron commander at Travis Air Force Base. And I've kind of monitored and tracked Pride over the years until my retirement in August of 2018. But the thing that amazed me most is I had some hesitancy about Pride Industries, people with disabilities working at the largest air mobility wing in the Air Force. And those inhibitions quickly dissipated when I met Mike Ziegler and I drove up to Roseville with a number of airmen, and we walked through the facilities and plant, and we talked and observed firsthand how it changes their lives. Work fundamentally changes their lives, but also it impacts their families, because many of their families are in direct supporting roles, and so we can also help in that respect.
Good stuff.
As I said, my stigma that I may have had quickly changed because I could see firsthand what they were doing. For example, at Fort Bliss, it is the largest Army installation in the entire Army, right? And so we're doing all the total integrated facilities maintenance. Those are thousands and thousands of assets in all those facilities. And we're doing it with people who have disabilities.
That's
and
awesome.
So it's a great success story. And as you've read about Pride, that scope is expanding. In commercial, for example, we are now involved in infectious disease control and cleaning.
That's
so
awesome.
We're just not limited in what society may think you're limited to.
Right.
Because if you talk to a person with a disability, they have no limitations.
That's awesome.
Right?
Vic.
And so, go ahead.
No, we've got about 3 minutes left, and I wanted to, if possible, maybe say a few words about the foundation and a little bit about the training programs as we wrap up.
Okay. I talk a little bit. I mean, from a training standpoint, I think that's an important part of what we do. We're very inclusive in the way that we provide services. If an individual has a disability, we will take them on. We will, with the ultimate goal of competitive, integrated employment in the community. If that requires some form of soft skills training in a work environment or with community-based work experience, we do that. And we also provide vocational and stackable type trainings, which allow them to gain the skills necessary for them to be successful in specific industries that we've actually targeted as areas that we believe we can find employment for them. So it's a big part of what we do. We recognize that a trained workforce is a workforce that's going to be able to attain employment easier and be able to maintain that employment once they get it. So we do have a number of training programs specifically related to employment, vocational type training. And we're fully inclusive in the individuals that we serve on that. So it doesn't matter the disability, doesn't matter what level of, whether it's a physical disability, an intellectual or developmental disability, sight or hearing impairment, physical disabilities, all those are disabilities that we believe we have an answer for, we have an employment answer for.
Do we have time for the Inclusive Talent Solutions business and a little bit about the foundation?
I've talked a little bit about Inclusive Talent Solutions. This is a new program that we're developing to work directly with employers. Our focus is to really focus on employers that are choosing to have more inclusive work environments and to look for other and are looking for alternative workforce solutions. We work with the employer. We work with at different levels of their organization to train them, to have them understand how to make the accommodations necessary for people with disability to be successful, how to deal with the things that they can actually access that will help them in terms of funding the training and development of people with disabilities on their workforce. And then after that, provide the job coaching and job supports for individuals with disabilities once they're in that employment. So the ITS really is to help companies to meet their inclusive goals by providing the training and support necessary, and then on the back end, helping them to find the talent and the types of jobs that people with disabilities can be successful in their organization.
We're going to have Pride Industries Part 2 because there's just so much to talk about with this great organization. Vic Wursten, Chief Rehabilitation Officer, and General Casey Blake, Chief Operating Officer for Pride Industries. A website, please, if you would be so kind, so folks can find out more on their own.
Pretty simple, www.prideindustries.com.
Thanks so much, gentlemen. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you, Kat.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!